with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Some veterans are reacting to the war plan security breach.
Vietnam veteran Edwin J. Thomas says President Trump's cabinet officials should have known better than to use a non-governmental phone app to discuss top-secret military operations.
I think it's a big deal. Everything should be kept confidential.
Top national security officials, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, texted plans for upcoming military strikes in Yemen to a group chat in a secure messaging app that included the editor-in-chief for The Atlantic. Air Force Reserve veteran David Cameron Wright said it made him angry.
That could give people like ISIS intel to be able to come in here and do us damage.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
TV Dr. Mehmet Oz is one step closer to taking over the helm at the government agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid. Bob Agnew reports.
The Senate Finance Committee has advanced Oz's nomination to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS. The vote was 14 to 13 along party lines. Finance Committee Chairman Senator Mike Crapo said before the vote, there's no doubt Oz will deliver much-needed change. Democrats contend Oz favors privatizing Medicare and say he's refused to push back against the possibility of cuts to Medicaid. Bob Agnew reporting.
A pilot and two children survived on the wing of a plane for about 12 hours after it crashed and was partially submerged in an icy Alaska lake. They were rescued after being spotted by a Good Samaritan conducting a search. The missing plane was flown by a 38-year-old man whose name hasn't been released. Two juvenile family members also were aboard. They were on a recreational flight seeing tour of the Kenai Peninsula when the plane went missing. On Wall Street, the Dow by 4 points. This is SRN News. Faith-based groups are among those still providing relief to survivors from January's wildfires near Los Angeles.
Weeks after the devastating fires, the Salvation Army and Habitat for Humanity remain on the front lines offering assistance. The faith-based groups have joined the American Red Cross and other organizations in establishing a multi-agency resource center that provides critical support to wildfire survivors. In addition to providing air purifiers and non-perishable goods, the Salvation Army is praying with local residents and offering spiritual care. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Iceland's children's minister has resigned over a relationship she had with a teenager more than 3 decades ago. She quit after it was revealed that she had a child when she was 23 and the baby's father was 16. Broadcast reports said the relationship began after the pair met at a church youth group. This is SRN News. Wall Street drifts and moods are sour for U.S. consumers, according to the Conference Board. More on today's market activity from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks drifted a bit higher on Wall Street a day after one of their biggest gains of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. The benchmark index had jumped 1.8% a day earlier. Traders had been hopeful that tariffs being announced next week may not be as sweeping as feared. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up just 4 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. The back and forth on tariffs in recent weeks has dented how American households and businesses feel about the economy. A survey released on Tuesday showed that consumer expectations about the future fell to a 12-year low. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.